What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
What's up, Greg?
Not much. What's up with you?
You know, man, I'm just hanging out here being kind of bugs, kind of snacks.
I know. That's it. That's exactly who you are. Let me see. Hold on. So directly above you in the grid, he's the former informer, Imran Khan. How are you, Imran?
Bunger.
Oh, dude, bunger. Big bunger fan of this house. Big bunger fan of this house with me. And rounding out our quartet, it is Christmas in November, Joey Noel. Hello, Joey.
I'm so ready to talk about bug snacks.
If you didn't know by the headline or the podcast you clicked on, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Games Cast review of Bug Snacks. Full disclosure, of course, my wife works in PR and worked on this game, so you can take my opinion with a grain of salt. However, there's no way she could possibly pay off these other three at the same time. If you didn't know, this is the Kinda Funny Games Cast. Each and every week, we get together to talk about the video games we love, the video games we don't love, and everything under the video game sun. If you like that, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where usually you can watch us record the show live, you can get your questions read on the air, you can get the show ad-free, and you can get it with the exclusive post-show we do each and every week. Of course, as we are in the throes of the holiday rush, lots of embargoes happening, hence why Bug Snacks review not live, just getting to you as fast as it possibly can to meet the embargo. Remember, if you have no bucks to toss our way on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, it's no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to find a brand spanking new episode. Usually Tim Geddes is here to talk about Smash Brothers or Blue Lights or whatever the hell he's talking about. I don't know. Housekeeping for you. It is PS5 and Xbox Series X season. That means you should be subscribed to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, where we have a plethora of podcasts with brand new impressions, reviews, and so much more. Even though this Bug Snacks review is popping brand new as a Gamescast, guess what? 3 hours ago, another episode of the Gamescast popped up, and it was the Assassin's Creed Valhalla review. And before that, of course, there were reviews of Spider-Man Miles Morales and Astro's Playroom. Of course, these were all on the Gamescast feed. There's the PS I Love You XOXO feed. You can go to kindoffunny.com/PS5 or kindoffunny.com/Xbox to see all of our hands-on impressions and reviews of these brand spanking new games, systems, and the next gen. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Blackjack, Tom Bach, ALWT Gaming, Kevin is the best Christmas elf, Jeffrey P-P-P-P-P-Long, Sancho West Gaming, and James Hastings. Today we're brought to you by Honey and Hymns, but I will tell you about that later. For now, let's review Bug Snacks. Imran Khan, How long did it take you to beat Bug Snacks?
I would say somewhere in the area of 8 to 10 hours. There was a part I had to redo, so I would say closer to probably 10 hours.
What do you mean you had to redo it? No spoilers, by the way. Spoiler-free, of course, review.
I was not happy with my performance in that part of the game, so I redid that part.
Gotcha. Blessing, how long did it take you to beat Bug Snacks?
Probably about 7 to 8 hours. And there are like side quests and stuff you can do in the game, and I pretty much mainlined it. And so, yeah, with that, about 7 to 8 hours, I'd say overall.
Gotcha. I would say, you know, of course, I'm playing on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5 provided by PlayStation for review purposes. And now that there's that game clock in there, it's got me set at 13 hours. That includes me platinuming it. I did everything. I beat the story, and then I went back and did all the side quests, and then I had to beat it again. Not play through it again, just finish the ending again. Joey, where are you with Bug Snacks?
So I haven't finished it yet. I have like 2/3-ish of the map unlocked, so I would assume that I'm 2/3 of the way through. I think I'm like at 5 or 6 hours probably. I'm also like horrendously bad at this game, so I'm not surprised that.
Are you enjoying it though? Are you enjoying
it? The most fun game that I'm really terrible at. So it's very frustrating because I want to keep playing, but then I don't want to keep playing because my brain does not work in the way that this game wants it to work.
Gotcha. And so I think that's the best place to start, Mr. Khan. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, Carl wrote in and said, my main question is this. What the hell even is Bug Snacks? Imran, Bug Snacks, of course, this meme, this movement, this song, this cute trailer that came out with the PlayStation alongside the announcement of the PlayStation 5. Now that you've beaten it, what is Bugsnax?
It has more in common with Pokemon Snap than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. Of just being this thing of you're given a puzzle, and that puzzle is how do you make these two things interact with each other? And those two things may be my trap and, you know, the Bugsnax itself, or sure, these two Bugsnax and whatever. And through those like quests you're given by the villagers, you are told, hey, do this thing, get me this one Bugsnax, or like piss this other Bugsnax off, or you know, whatever. And that is the entire game, essentially, is getting these villagers happy by interacting with Bugsnax through relatively small puzzles.
Right. That's the thing, right? It's a puzzle game. I think, you know, there's a lot to dissect about it, but at its core, that's the idea. You see a Cinesnail on the wall over there, and you have to figure out, okay, how do I get that? My grappling hook attaches to it, but it doesn't pull it off the wall. What is the combination of my different traps or my different abilities? How do I get it down? What do I need to launch? Do I need to make another Bugsnax angry at it to run over there and get it? Blessing, is that an accurate description?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, Bugsnax feels like a combination of quite a few different types of games. Like, it does have the collectability aspect of a Pokemon, both like Pokemon Snap and I think just Pokemon in general, in terms of you're going around and you're scanning different Bugsnax, and the way you scan them is basically taking a picture of them because you're a journalist, and then that then adds them to your journal, and through that you're able to basically see a Pokedex of all the different Bugsnax, and see like, all right, yeah, no, this Bugsnax or this Bugsnax likes this kind of sauce, or like this Bugsnax only flies in the air and never lands. So that then kind of that then leads to you trying to figure out different ways in which you can catch a Bugsnax, similar to like a Pokemon, dissimilar from Pokemon because you're not battling them, but you are basically solving puzzles, which leads back to it being a puzzle game. And I don't know, it's a very fascinating setup because it doesn't really do anything new per se, but it is a combination of, I think, a bunch of different comfort foods in gaming, and that's kind of why I enjoy it, is because it feels like Pokemon, but then it also kind of feels like Dark Cloud in a way, where you are going through these different areas and bringing back people to the town, and with that you are then talking to those characters and then accepting quests from those characters, and you have that aspect to it. Like, whether your comfort is just like the scanning portion, the collecting portion, the solving these small puzzles portion, talking to these fun characters with quirky writing portions of the game, like, there's so much here to love and enjoy, and yeah, like, it comes together in this kind of cool, fascinating way.
Yeah, that was what didn't catch me off guard, I guess, but my concern once we learned it was more of a puzzle, right? It was like, okay, cool, you're going to be collecting these things, and while that sounds simple, obviously there's going to be a challenge. You know, bless, I think back to when you and I did our first impressions of it and we played through it, and there was that thing with the Bunger, who was one of my favorite Bugsnax, but we'll get to our favorite Bugsnax in a bit. And it was, you know, we needed to capture the Bunger. Okay, cool. And we had at that time such basic equipment, right? Because eventually you're getting, you know, like we talked about, you have your sauce launcher that you can, you know, send out ketchup or cheese sauces, and certain Bugsnax will be attracted to it or repelled from it or whatever. But we had that in like our snack trap. And so far what we've been taught is to put down the snack trap, which opens up like a giant umbrella. If a Bugsnax walks into it, you can close it and capture them that way. And the Bunger was the first one that we met that was like too big for the snack trap and could knock it over. And then it was this thing of, okay. And I remember you and or me playing, but you watching, Bless, and we went around for like, what? And I want to say 10 minutes. It was probably five minutes before
it was three and a half minutes.
I'm like, okay, like, what am I missing? And you and me debated for a while before, by accident, right? By just screwing around with the ketchup packets, I got the Bunger to run into another Bunger and then flip the Bunger over. And I was able to capture him that way. And I feel like that's what this game is. It is trying, you know, pretty quickly have all the items, right? Which range from, you know, a straw being a ball that like runs around in a hamster ball that you move around with a laser that other things will chase. The snack trap we're talking about, the slingshot, you eventually get a tripwire. You get most of those pretty quickly. And then it does become this, which both maddening and freeing thing of, okay, I have everything. I have all the tools. I'm just too stupid to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And my concern had been that it would keep me, if that kept going, am I going to hit one of those puzzles eventually where it is? It's been 20 minutes and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Joey, is that where you're at?
Yeah.
yes, that is exactly.
It's a snail that like really broke me of like, It's the
oh yeah,
and it's latching on. And why isn't it coming back? And why am I too dumb to play this game?
On that note, I assume Joey and I are both playing on PS4. Bless and mm-hmm. Greg, you guys are both PS5. Correct. You guys had an easier time because Bless, you were telling me about this with the PS5 has a hint system built in that was not available to us. That made it much harder.
Well, if you would just upgrade to the next generation of games, you'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually really excited to get to finally talk about this game because we've been obviously over the weekend, over the last week, whatever time this thing posts, we've been talking all about the PlayStation 5 and the different features of it and like what we love, what we don't like. And game help is a thing that I've wanted to kind of talk about, but have not really had a good example because I didn't really use it in Miles Morales. I didn't use it at all in Astro's Playroom. Bugsnax is the shining example of the game help functions and cards and why, like, a use case for, I guess, why to use them or how I use them. Like, there are so many times at Bugsnax where you are sitting there and you're like, how in the world do I catch this thing? Like the big bopsicles in particular, I was like, how in the world do I catch a big bopsicle, which is my favorite Bugsnax. And you know, for in certain use cases, I don't think I used it for the big bopsicle, but there are certain moments where I was like, all right, what is the thing? And I opened up my game help thing. Basically I just opened up the card menu and the cards will say like what quest you're on. And magically they just know what step of the quest you're on. And so like I clicked it and it's like, oh yeah, if you want to catch this thing, do X, Y, and Z. And it's pretty quick, it's pretty easy, and it's always like all right, cool. And then like
there'll be a little video there and stuff. Yeah, I you know, instead of me bugging you guys, it just
tells you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And it's that interesting thing of, you know, I'm right there with you, Bus, right? You know, it's live now as of our lives, and it's been live for a while with you watching this later, the review of the PS5 and mentioning that in there and not being able to talk about this example because, yeah, for Miles, I never did it. And like if you haven't seen this, and I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, you know, when you tap the PlayStation button now, you bring up a quick menu at the bottom of the screen and then the cards come up in over the top of that. And I think what's interesting and what Bugsnax does so well as a showcase for him is it shows the quest you're on. It'll give you a percentage of how close to being done with the quest you are. And the quests again are like, yeah, you know, go do this for Gramble or whatever, get him this amount of things and bring them back or whatever. So it'll have the percentage there. But yeah, if you click into it, you can get the game help from it and get that step from it. And it was more just, again, screwing around that the first time I open it up, I'm like, all right, and there's the video in there of what to do and how to do it and the explanation of this is the way to do this. And it definitely is easy mode to an extent. It definitely did. Once I did it that first time, I used it again and then had that moment of like, I got to stop. This is no way to play a game. I'm sitting there looking at the guide, right? But it is helpful when you get into the moments like Joey is where she can't figure out what to do.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing because like I feel like for those who are going to play the game after it's come out, I don't know how much game help is going to be because at that point you can just look up a guide and get the game help features that are in the PS5 don't detail how to catch every single Bugsnax, I don't think.
It's that hard thing to do because obviously there's the game help in there. And then, yes, there's going to be guides online. But, you know, I had that moment where I have to imagine, you know, Young Horses, the developer of this, the folks who made Octodad, Dadliest Catch, they must have had that vision of the water cooler conversations we always talk about of like, oh, they're going to be having these. And I remember the day after Blessing and I both beat it, I was like, how do I get the flaming Cheepoof? And like, he's up there. And have you gotten him? You're like, I haven't got him. Hold on though. I'm going to go try some things. And you came back with the solution. And it was that like fun give and take. Like the Cheepoof was for a trophy and for my, you know, guide of you have to collect all 100 Bugsnax. So it wasn't that the game help knew I was looking for that and it could tell me how to do it. It was specifically about the quests.
Exactly. And so like game help doesn't have everything. And like for me, game help was an awesome thing because we're playing it pre-release and so there are not guides. Sure. There aren't really things we can look up, and so like there are plenty of places in the game where you're just gonna be stuck and not know where to go. And for me, in our specific use case, game help was awesome. But like for people who are playing down the road, like who knows, I'm very curious to see how much people actually use that as opposed to like going online. But with that, there are a lot of moments where I wish I was playing this game post-release and had the experience where I am having those water cooler conversations and talking to people and trying to figure out how I catch certain things, because it reminds me a little bit, and I feel like this is making an extreme example, but I'm going to make it anyway. It reminds me a little bit of The Witness, where you play The Witness and you're like, how in the world do I do this line puzzle? And after staring at it for 2 hours, you either like talk to people or like go away and come back, and immediately you're like, oh wait, no, I know how to do this. And the fun of the game is figuring it out. Like, the fun of the game isn't just like looking up a guide and then completing a thing. Yeah. Like, I had so much fun trying to figure out, like, okay, I have my my snack trap. If I get this Oreo cookie looking creature to just like walk over it, will that capture it? Okay, no. What if I try to like run up to it and grab it? Does that work? No. What if I try to get like this weird thing that's flying over here to like bump up against it? Did that work? No. And as frustrating as that might sound as I'm saying it, that is the fun of the game. Like, that is what I kind of enjoy. Like, they have these different systems that are working in it, and I feel like I compare everything to Breath of the Wild, but that's who I am. That's my curse. It's my gift and my curse. But like, in the way that Breath of the Wild has these different systems where it's like, okay, yeah, like the thunder strikes ground causing fire, all this different stuff, and I can use that in cool ways. Bugsnax has similar sort of things where you'll see a flaming Chipoof, and it's basically like a hot Cheeto type of thing, but it's actually on fire. And of the flaming Chipoof, okay, let's see. I guess the flaming Chipoof is attracted to cheese. And so if I launch the cheese sauce at this other thing that isn't flaming, will it then will catch this second thing on fire? And like, that's awesome. Like, that's the thing I love about this game, is those moments and figuring these things out. And I forget how I got here. I guess I got here off of Game Help, and how like I the actual experience is actually experiencing it.
Well, I want to go back to Imran, yeah, because I know when you were getting onto your diatribe there and make it where you have to connect it to Breath of the Wild. Imran, you were like, yeah, when he was talking about getting stuck. Or did you get stuck a few times in this?
I can't remember specific examples, but there were times like they would give you a quest and they don't ever give you more information on that quest than what they say immediately then. So they're like, hey, let's grab this bug snack. Like, cool. How? And there's never any explanation or anything. So it's like,
I know.
You do spend some time like bashing your head against certain things, because like, not everyone figures out puzzles the same way. And if you're not thinking about it the exact right way they want you to, which is not always, you know, the least obtuse thing in the world, then it can be difficult. And there were a couple of ones where I just like, I did feel dumb after I did figure it out, but it did take me like 20 minutes of bashing my head against something until I realized, oh, I should bring this thing outside the cave because there's a bug snack that's perfect for doing this one thing that I need done right out there. And I kind of wish that was just like, not necessarily like them telling you exactly what you need to do, but a little more granularity in the hints of, it doesn't have to be exactly the solution, but a little bit more than just get me this bug snack and that's it.
Mm, a nudge.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's some of that there though, like with the scans, like there will be certain times where if you scan like I guess flaming Chipoof is going to be my example. If you scan the flaming Chipoof, it might say that like in the scan that, they don't land or they don't like the cold, and then that then kind of it is very vague, but like, I don't know, those nudges help me a bit. Yeah
I think one of my examples is at one point somebody asks you to get the big bobsicle. He says he needs two for his feet.
Yes. So that's the one where like I struggled with that for a while.
Like, I figured out not immediately but fairly soon that, oh, if you attack the s'more moth, whatever that thing's name was, and like make it hit the big bobsicle, then it will defreeze and you can catch it. But it also does a thing where it splits apart. It's no longer called Big Bobsicle, it's just called Bobsicle. And at no point in the game did anyone tell me that counts as Big Bobsicle.
Wait, like, it does? A regular Bobsicle?
Yes. For that quest, at least. I don't know about like your Pokedex or whatever. But
I was struggling for a while with that, like, because I kept breaking them, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
So like, I just tried it. It's like, oh yeah, okay, the quest is done. And that's the kind of thing I like, you know, maybe be a bit more clear about that sort of thing, and I don't have to spend forever being like, oh god, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, I feel like there's no matter what, even with Game Help, there's those moments of you feel like you have the solution, you do it, and it doesn't work, and then I move on, and then I try to do it again, and then it works that time the way it was supposed to. And it was the same thing of, I think, talking to Blessing, and maybe even talking to Jen, when she saw I had one of the, yeah, it must have been Jen, where she saw I had one of the snacks in my catalog. She's like, oh my god, you got that, how did you get it? And I'm literally like, I don't know. Like, it was like one of those times of I'm out there trying to do one thing. This thing rushes me. One from the air comes down and attacks. It's pandemonium because they fight each other. Bugsnax don't get along necessarily. And I reap the reward, but I have no idea how I got this very specific creature.
Or you have the wrong item equipped, and so you hit something, and you're like, I didn't mean to hit this or use this sauce, but then all of a sudden you have three things there, and no idea how any of them.
But it's back to... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, see, even when Greg hit me up about the Flaming Chief poof, I figured out how to catch it. And once I figured it out, I was like, I don't think that's the right way, but it's the way that worked. And so I'll just tell Greg that that's the way. There's a lot of those.
That's a great example of it, right? Where the Flaming Chief poof is in a lava cave, and there's the stew bowl. I forget what its name is. All the Bugsnax obviously are puns, and they get said, and you forget. And like, some of them have really cute names.
None of them are great puns either. Like, they're all like kind of off. Which I kind of dig.
Now hold up a second. Now I do want to go around and put a pin in that, and when we get to favorite Bugsnax, because my favorite Bugsnax is a great pun. Anyways, though, so like the flaming guys, the flaming stew bowl is there. I got flaming Chipoof up here, and then I got the bobsicle, and it was like I knew the bobsicle's involved with getting the flaming Chipoof, but every time I'd put down the trap to try to shoot up to get the Chipoof, like the bowl would hit the trap, set that on fire. Then the big bobsicle would get bumped by the flaming stew bowl, and then he wouldn't be cold anymore. And it was just like, fuck, I know I have this. Why can't I get it? And then Blessing's like, oh, you got to launch the flaming bobsicle. I'm like, no, it attacked. And all it was is, right, I needed to basically move in game 4 feet up the ramp, right? To where I wouldn't trigger the stew bowl. I would only trigger the bobsicle. And it's like, on me, but it's also like, god damn it. Like, you know what I mean? But like,
even with that example, though, like in terms of launching the big bobsicle, the big bobsicle also freezes the launcher. And so, like, it seems like a thing that shouldn't work that just happens to work because of how things may shake out. Or maybe they meant for it to work that way. But if that's the case, then it felt like a kind of a little bit of a janky solution.
Yeah, there's a lot of solutions that feel like, I don't know if like I glitched this game and it just worked or whatever, but like there will be times where I got frozen and then I closed the trap and like I somehow caught two things. Like, sure, it worked. That's fine.
Yeah. As long as I got what I needed and I got my Pokedex filled out and I was able to move on with it. Great. Whatever. So we're all positive, right? We all like this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love this game. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, we're complaining about, I think, like these little things and like, but like, complaining about the puzzle things, which as we were talking about it, I feel like it is all the time of like, fuck yeah, I should have thought about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like when I do finally reach out and ask for help, 9 times out of 10, the answer comes back like, yeah, that's the one thing I didn't do. Or I did it early and I didn't do it the right moment to do the thing.
Or didn't do the right order.
Yeah, exactly. So then,
I will say like in terms of like negative things for like going to that.
Yeah,
you guys played on PS5, so I don't think this is as big an issue for you, but the load times on PS4 are bad. Between areas. So like occasionally there are areas that are sub areas and there's like the main village, and then you'll occasionally have to go between like go from a sub area to another sub area, which means crossing through like 4 things. It takes anywhere from like 15 to 30 seconds per load, and if you're doing 4 of those in a row, it's takes four. Like I did I took the stopwatch out and just to see, and it was 1.5 minutes of load times for each like going through there, and that is unacceptable. That is like, if you're gonna play this game, probably play it on a PS5 or a PC with a fast SSD, because like I don't think it's supposed to be that way. It feels like it was kind of like, you know, made to work on a PS4, but in terms of, oh, I need this one thing, so I need to go back in the village, and that's annoying because like, oh, I need cheese sauce, but that's all the way over there, but they grow some in the farm here, but that still takes too long. I can totally like, I having to go through it for like the binging thing for the review process, it was more annoying to me than I imagine it'll be for most people. But
sure,
that is a thing that like, if you got a choice, I don't think the PS4 version is necessarily the one you want to play.
I don't understand why there isn't a fast travel. I feel like that wouldn't necessarily be out of place in this game, especially because for that exact use case where you are, all right, I'm on one side of the map, I want to make it to this area that's on the opposite side, you are going through 3 or 4 different load screens. And that's not like a situation that doesn't happen. Like, that is towards the end of the game, you're going to be doing that quite a bit when you're like, okay, cool, I want to get this one specific Bugsnax. All right, they're on the other side of the map, let me run there real quick. In actual land space, it's not that crazy because the map isn't huge. But yeah, when you're loading each area, that's when I imagine on PS4, that gets really annoying.
Mm-hmm. Like going up to the mountains, you do that like 5 or 6 times towards the end game. And it's like, that just takes forever each time because there's actually a lot of walking. There are a lot of load times between you and that last spot.
Yeah, and PlayStation 5, the loads are, you know, nothing. They are there, but they're not that. But I, even for that set, it was the same thing, especially at the end cleaning up for Platinum, where it is I'm doing all the side quests, and then a couple of them become like, oh, I need these three snacks. And like I have them already in my Pokedex, which shows me where they are on the map, and it's like, ah, fuck, these are like three really far away different areas. And it is, why can't, I'm already looking at the map, why not just say, boom, fast travel me there? Because it's not like you're walking through these areas and having random events happening. It's they're very static in terms of what's going on at that moment in the world with the quests.
Positive thing, I really like the story and the characters. Like the writing is really fun. It's very lighthearted, very wholesome in a way that I didn't really expect. Because like I think we all kind of had the theories of like, all right, there's probably like something dark beneath the surface, and the game never got as twisted as I thought it would. Like there are turns and twists and all this stuff, but like it was never like, oh, by the way, like here are cuss words all of a sudden, and like, you know, where this is actually a commentary on capitalism or whatever. Like
it kind of is.
I guess there's a little bit of that kind of stuff, but like it never gets
exactly what you're talking about. Like when the first trailer ended with the weird bug snack monster, it was like, oh, is it going to be like an Until Dawn survival horror?
Like, is that thing gonna start like cutting people open? And
yeah,
shit like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say where it goes, but like it never really went all the way in terms of like a, okay, yeah, no, now shit is really real. But
it's like,
I didn't
body
mind that.
Horror for children.
Like, yes,
it's like, how would you present it in Until Dawn for like a 5-year-old? And that is most of Bugsnax, honestly.
Yes.
But yeah, I was happy to see them continue through with that, because that was, you know, when we did the preview, Bless, that was the first thing that stuck with me, was that jumping into this weird game, I was expecting it to be more Pokemon Snap or Pokemon just capture them, right? And then I was like, oh, I actually enjoy the puzzle aspect, but I also am strangely already attached to Philbo, who's the guy in the mayor sash who, you know, in the very beginning you meet and he's already down on his luck and you start helping. And then in our demo, he eventually talks to Befika, who is a complete jerk to him. And I hated Befika and I wanted
but
to
I
hug
love
Philbo.
Befika.
You're crazy, Joey. All right.
She's your
don't
best.
Me wrong.
So fun. She's so
you
fun.
Are Befika. You are Befika. But like,
I'm not even gonna take that as a not compliment. I can't think of words.
Insult.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna take that as a not compliment. But it was that, and then as you're talking, Blessing, like I think the more characters they continue to introduce, of course, remember these are grumpuses that you're meeting on the island that all live there together. The more I start to dig into who they are and what's going on with them, right? And there's like there's the farmer Grumpus, right? Who, when we meet him, is like super surly and on the outs with his wife, and like obviously we're gonna try to help patch that up or whatever. And then Gramble, who's the guy who trains the Bugsnax and doesn't want people to eat the Bugsnax and considers them his kin, like he's really well done. Like
dude, Wiggle is my favorite.
Oh yeah, of course, Wiggle. Of course,
Wiggle's awesome,
great singer. You
I know people
I mean?
Who like are exactly like Wiggle, like sing when they talk and all that stuff. Like I love it so much.
And that's the thing, is that they go through and have these ridiculous characters and ridiculous names, but at the core of all of them, their motivations are base concepts. It reminds me of that movie I never watched that had all the emotions that were colored characters.
Inside Out.
Oh,
Inside Out, right?
Yeah,
and it's like,
watch it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's animated though. You know what I mean? Like, if it doesn't have Superman punching something, it ain't my thing. This is the idea that, like, even though these people are all weird and outlandish and they're grumpuses or whatever, they're like, you know, fuzzy Muppet walruses, like, at the core of all of them are like real issues we deal with, or self doubt, or, you know, you can find something in there that is who we all are, I think, and having to wrestle with that and help them out and go through and be the. I love the interview segments. Because at the you are a reporter, you are there for getting the true story of Bugsnax. So once you've helped them and gotten them back to town, you open up your little notebook and have a tape recorder you hit record on and then start asking questions. Like, it's really well done. It's got a crazy voice cast that I know we've talked about before, but like, you know, having Yuri Lowenthal and stuff from Spider-Man and Roger Craig Smith. Huh?
Who does he play? Because I'm
Yuri
not going to...
Yuri is... hold on. I have it done. He's the athletic one that I can
Shanlo?
Remember.
Shanlo? I fucking love Shanlo.
Yeah.
Shanlo is my other favorite. Like, I absolutely loved his character. Because at first, I was like, all right, here we go. The jock character who seems like he might not be that smart. And then later on, you're like, no, this guy's great. Like, he loves everyone. He's super nice to everyone. Like, super great. He reminds me of the I think Italian dude from Joey, what's the reality show on Netflix where they the can't circle, leave their room?
Joey.
The Circle. Joey. He reminds me of Joey from The Circle, where it's like, I don't think I'm going to like you.
Like,
and then by episode two.
He called me out by name and asked me this, and it was his name.
It's his name. But you get to episode two, and you're like, oh, no, he's great. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's
great.
A homie.
Yeah. And so shout out to Shane, though. But then also shout out to the voice acting of the actual Bucksnax themselves. Like, yes. I'm going to keep coming back to Big Bopsicle. I fucking love whenever Big Bopsicle says its own name, because it's
all the Bucksnax say their name. That's
it's
what
Bunger all day, man. Bunger is the standout so performance of 2020 is Bunger.
So is Bunger your favorite Bucksnax, Imran?
I think my answer is, I don't remember the name of it, but it's the big pizza kaiju.
Mothra. No.
It's Mothra.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, one, that's a really cool design. Two, it's like, that is kind of what I wanted more of this, like, from Bucksnax, is what is the most fantastical way we could take some of these things? And like, after just areas of like, these are just all bugs, these are just small little things, you walk into that one area and you look up and you see like a giant like pizza monster floating out there. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is great. I love this.
Well, that was the thing I didn't expect from it, right? And this isn't spoilers. You by the time you see this, the trophies will probably be alive and everything else. But like, the legendary Bucksnax, right? Where it was, we had all these little ones, but even Mothra or whatever the hell the pizza moth is, like, we had seen that early, and I never really anticipated fighting it or whatever. To have boss battles with gigantic, you know, Bucksnax in them that are different than what you've seen on the ground, I thought that was really cool, and I liked those battles. And again, they weren't like, the one thing we haven't touched on, I guess, for this game that I think I like so much about it is that even though you'll have these moments like, fuck, what am I supposed to do here? I never felt like, fuck, I just missed my opportunity. Or there's not a fail state. There's not a game over in Bucksnax. Like, you are playing through it and it's stress level zero. It's as much stress as you want to put on yourself to, you know, finish this. And yeah, obviously you can get to that point of like, God, I've been trying to figure out how to get the snack and I can't do it. But even in these boss battles, like, it's got a chill fucking soundtrack that I love. Like, the soundtrack, I mean, obviously the Bucksnax song is its own beast, you all know, but like, this one, and just the way the music is and the vibe the entire game has because of it, like, I never felt like I was under pressure to do something in Bucksnax. I always felt like I could take it at my own pace and figure it out.
Mothza is the name of it, by the way. Mothza Supreme.
Yeah,
Mothza Supreme. Okay, so cool. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. My favorite, and I think that you're talking about the, you know, the names or whatever they get. The shy weenie worm. They have weenie worms in there that are hot dogs, right, in a bun. But then they have a shy variation, like Chicago, like a Chicago hot dog, and it's the poppy seed bun. It's got the mustard on it. I'm like,
that's great. Okay,
come on. As the Portillo's guy, I was like, that's brilliant. Really, that's really good. So I'm all about the shy weenie worm, which surprises me because, of course, I was all about the buffalo locust running into this. But
yes.
He's got the buffalo locust is good,
especially because, like, I love the fact, like, that's one of the things that if you know anything about food, even a little bit, then you can kind of puzzle out some of this stuff a little bit better. Because, like, it'll show you in scans, obviously, but I knew immediately, oh, there's a buffalo wing thing. I bet if it will react to hot sauce or ranch really easily. It's hilarious the fact that just knowing about eating things makes puzzles easier.
Yeah, they did a great job of having them be logical, right? Which I thought was a fascinating way of, how, because again, sauces, we've talked about ketchup, but there's cheese, there's ranch, right? Like, there's peanut butter. Chocolate. So, like, you have obviously dessert things, and like, at some point people want sweet Bucksnax and they want green Bucksnax, and you have to actually sit there and either look through your journal and figure it out or think a little bit about it. I want to get back to, I need to still know what Joey's favorite Bucksnax is. Mm-hmm. But before that, let me tell you about our sponsors. This episode of the Kinda Funny Games Cast is brought to you by Honey, which means I don't even have to look at the ad, ladies and gentlemen, because I use Honey all the time. If you didn't know, Honey is a free extension you add to your internet browser, and then guess what? Saves you money magically. Like, two or three clicks, you're in. It's looking for promo codes when you check out. You go to check out on your favorite site, the little Honey coin drops down, he starts dancing like this, and then it scours the internet looking for promo codes it can apply to your cart to save you money. On top of that, if you log in, and I'm telling you to log in when you do it, it saves or it gives you Honey coins that you accrue as you use Honey, and then you can use those coins to exchange them for gift cards and things like Amazon, which is what I did. Now look at this. Did I miss anything? No, I nailed this because I love Honey. You, ladies and gentlemen, have a computer Honey should be on it. It's free and it works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda, so they know we sent you. Honey has found its users more than $2 billion in savings. More than 17 million members have used Honey so far. It supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. Be like me. joinhoney.com/kinda. Thanks, Honey, for supporting this episode. Up next, it's Hims, another longtime Kinda Funny sponsor you know well, probably, for Hims.com. Of course, Nick and Andy use Hims for their hair loss. They noticed their hair was thinning. They went to Hims and got partnered up with a doctor there, discreetly, confidentially, and on their own timetable. Today, we're going to talk about ED. Men have tried all sorts of odd and unusual solutions to treat ED, but Hims offers solutions grounded in real medical science. ForHims.com is all about men's wellness. Need help with ED, hair loss, or have a cold? Are you interested in mental health or COVID-19 home tests? Hims is here for you. Through Hims, you can get the prescription medication that treats ED. Real science, real solutions. Hims makes it easy. Hims connects you with a licensed medical professional online who can prescribe FDA-approved prescription medication to treat ED. You get the same active ingredient as the expensive little pill, but without the expensive price tag. This could cost hundreds of bucks if you went through a doctor or a pharmacy. Not so with Hims. Hims makes it simple and affordable. No more embarrassing conversations, no expensive appointments. Just answer a few questions online about your medical history, and a provider will confidentially review. If approved, your medication is shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging, and shipping is free. Why live with ED when the solution can be so simple? Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/kindoffunny for your free visit. That's forhims.com/kindoffunny, forhims.com/kindoffunny. Prescription products are subject to medical provider approval and require an online consultation with a medical provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/kindoffunny. All right, Joey, you're on the hook now. Favorite bug snack.
It's so hard to choose. So yeah, the one that I love that I haven't actually caught yet is the snackery, I think. The little daiquiri.
Oh, the daiquiri drink. One that like shoots out of the
water.
The water, yeah.
Yeah. So I really like that one. And then I also really like, which is a weird one, I like the little snack pack guys that just like hang out.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little like pretzel and chip guys. I like those too.
Those
I also am also really mad at the baked potatoes.
They're angry little fucks, aren't they? Jeez so Louise. Mean. Yeah, and they run it in.
Because it's that little cavern, you don't have like that many places to go to get away with them.
Yeah, like again, you can't be killed by a bug snack, but they will definitely chase you, knock you up in the air, and freeze you and burn you and all these
things. I
can't
stay in the ones that freeze you. That's where I'm like, all right, fuck all these guys. Get out of here.
Fuck that.
That's one of the ones that annoy me the most, where it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure, like, I have like a split second to catch this one bug snack, and then suddenly a fire one will just like ruin my day. It's like, well, guess that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Chili Nilly. I like that guy too. He's like the ice cream sandwich one.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, he was a good one. Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to get into my trophy.
He's like the one bug snack that makes me like really want to get an ice cream sandwich. Like I'm looking at him right now and I'm like, I'm really hungry.
There's a couple of them that I'm like, you know, I could go for some food. Like I could go for some like actual.
Oh, yeah. Mozza right does that to me, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the names. Oh, you brought the snack packs. Oh, the snack pods. There it is.
Snack pods. There we go.
Snack pods, shout out to them, because they're just on the wall sticking around and you think they're easy. And then there's a trophy called grab bag, which is empty one biome of all its snack pods. And after I was like, oh, okay, I saw it. And I was like, oh, I know where the three are in the beach scene. I went and got all three of them and it was like, no, there's more. And I was like, how the fuck are there more? I finally went to the very, very first level, which I was area, which was way easier, I thought, to see them all and got them there. But I was like, damn, they are hiding some of these things incredibly well.
Yeah.
What about Grumpuses? What's your favorite?
Hunger makes me hungry also.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like,
Western bacon bunger.
Yeah.
But did you say what your favorite?
Mine is big Bopsicle.
Big Bob. Oh, yeah, you did say it. Okay. And then Befika's your favorite Grumpus, Joey?
Yeah, I love her.
What about Befika the town rumor monger makes you like her.
I mean, I've been watching a lot of trash TV lately where it's like, sure. And that's the mood I've been in. So I feel like that very much feeds into it. Everybody loves a good like town gossip story, you know?
Okay. Imran, favorite Grumpus?
We just talked about him. I've already forgotten his name. The one Yuri Lowenthal plays.
Chanlo,
yes.
Sure.
He is in a game where everyone, like, it's about making everyone less suspicious of each other and like bringing them together to actually understand that they, you know, need each other. Chanlo, he already understands all that stuff. He's already relentlessly optimistic. He already knows that you need other people. It's just he's chosen different people than like Philbo wants him to. He wants everybody in one area. So I like that Chanlo is just nice and happy and generally just takes the world at stride, basically.
Sure. And then Bless, did you say your favorite Grumpus?
It's between Wiggle and Chanlo, though. I'd probably go towards Chanlo. I like how Wiggle I like her voice acting. Like I like the singing. I love her attitude.
I can't stand Wiggle. Out.
You don't like
really?
Wiggle?
I stopped doing her class because she annoyed me so much.
I love her.
She's gotta get
Wiggle,
her juice back,
Wiggle
man.
Bottom.
I don't know what it was. It was just like every time I talk to you, it just makes me want to skip through dialogue because I just don't like talking to her.
Oh, I find her voice so soothing.
I did too. I liked her. I think I like how her side quest pays off. No spoilers.
Chanlo though takes it for me though. Like I for all the reasons Imran said, like I think Chanlo is just very lovable and very positive.
For me, it's Gramble. We already talked about, obviously, the guy who's in the strawby hat and thinks they're all his kin and all his friends, and he's super nice to all of them and wants to rehabilitate all the Bugsnax and work with it. And then also, again, you want to talk about like the game being dark or whatever, shout out again to, I never would have thought of it if it wasn't for the trophy, but like he sleepwalks at night and you can sleep feed him Bugsnax.
Yes.
And that is really? So fucked up that the guy you know loves Bugsnax and wouldn't eat Bugsnax, you make eat Bugsnax. And he does not take it well in the morning.
Oh, no.
So, everybody's pro on Bugsnax, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to try it on PS5 with the little game card things that you guys are talking about.
Yeah,
sure.
I might load it up on PS5 and start playing through to like finish all the trophies and all that. It's a good enough game for me to definitely do that.
Yeah. So it's that thing where I had a great time. I love Bugsnax, and I think it scratched an itch I didn't know I needed, right? Which was, hey, here's a cute puzzler where it's going to be no stress. And it was that, you know, the same thing we talked about, Bless, in our run up to getting the PlayStation 5. It was that idea of having those experiences where, you know, Miles is a story and it is challenging and there are fail states, right? And even for Astrobot, there's going to be platforming sections or trying to platinum it that'll like feel like you put you into a different mindset than what Bugsnax did. And so having a fun story, actually caring about the characters, vibing with the music, like I can't say enough nice things about it. Like I was really, and this is especially coming off of like, you know, Octodad, I've said now for I feel like years, but obviously just since they started talking about Bugsnax, like Octodad was a cool idea and a fun PAX demo that I felt when I got home I was never compelled to finish, whereas with this one I was always like, oh, I want to go play more. And I've even thought about, since there are separate trophy lists, going back and playing it on PlayStation 4 now just to platinum it again. But then I'm like, oof, these load times, I don't know if I want to do it.
I think this kind of occupies the same place Goose Game does. Of like,
oh, interesting.
There's like this kind of meme zeitgeist around it. And then people are like, okay, well, I don't really know what to expect of this, but I know that the memes are funny. So I think people are going to go into this kind of like going, you know, this is a nice, charming experience. It's not going to be revolutionary. It's not going to like set the indie world on fire, but it is a fun little game that I think if you're looking for a launch game, this is a good one.
I don't know, man. Goose Game won so many awards for
game
some
of the year. Dice Awards.
I can definitely see this being the kind of like a game developer's game, honestly.
I guess put a final question around the horn here, and we'll start with Blessing. All right. Sam's request wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, my question is the game actually fun, or is it just the meme of Bugsnax that makes it fun?
Oh, I think the game is super fun. Like it goes way beyond the meme. I understand where that expectation comes from, both from their previous game being Octodad, which, you know, was half meme, half game, I guess. And like, you know, seeing the Bugsnax theme and everybody singing it and all that stuff, like I get where people would get that idea, but when you actually get your hands on it, like I think it's, if you like puzzles, if you like I keep thinking about the tweet, and I reference it every time we talk about Bucksnax, but like the programmer talking about, like, here's my personal inspirations for Bucksnax, right? He lists Viva Pinata, Ape Escape, Pokemon Snap, and Dark Cloud. And then another, I think the creative director retweets it and says, like, here are some of my inspirations, and them being Pikmin 3, Adventure Time, The Muppet Show, and BioShock, right? Like, actually getting my hands on it, like, some of those really shine through. I don't really totally get the BioShock thing. Oh, maybe I can kind of see where that comes from. But, like, for the most part, though, if you
isn't
like
it that exploring, right? Like, BioShock, you know, that first person, you're exploring a new area, something's going on, you're not 100% sure what it is.
Though.
I don't know.
I'm reaching, but I'm just putting it out there.
No, that definitely lines up.
The tools are also unlike plasmids in function, really.
That's fair. No, yeah, these are all fair points. But yeah, like, if those inspirations, I'd say, shine through, like, in terms of the Dark Cloud stuff, right? There are characters for you to talk to, all that stuff. You're building a town back. You're doing puzzles. You're snapping Bucksnax. Like, there are things to do in this game, and they are fun to do. At least I find them fun to do. I think the game fits perfect as a PlayStation 5 launch title, too. When we talk about the grand scope of what the launch lineup looks like, I'm glad that embargoes are opening up now, so I can talk about how good the PlayStation 5 launch lineup is, because everything kind of complements each other in the way that, yeah, like, Miles Morales, action adventure game, they're going to have fun with this big AAA PlayStation 5 game. Astro's Playroom, you know, being this tech demo-ish thing, platformer, fun for the family, but it's only like 2 hours. Bucksnax definitely does fill that space of, here's a game for the family, but also, like, the stories, fun and interesting. It is somewhat meaty. Like, you can actually spend time in this game. Like, it's good. I would recommend people check it out. Like, I think it's worth playing.
Can I ask you, do you think somebody should play this in their family? Not giving, like, no spoilers or anything like that. Is this a quit? Like,
I, it strikes me as, like, an E10 plus sort of situation.
If you ask me, should I play with my young kid?
Play with him for, like, 4/5.
Because, like, I know people who are playing this with, like, young children. I'd be like, yeah, at some point, maybe don't. Like, some point, like, just be like, game's over. Cool, we're done.
I feel like that was fun, wasn't it? I haven't watched much Adventure Time. I know this is going to blow people away. Like, how dare you? Go watch Adventure Time. But I figure, like, I imagine Adventure Time has a similar tone to this, knowing what I know about Adventure Time. I don't know if any of you guys have seen Adventure Time.
Lego Dimensions had an Adventure Time pack.
But this strikes me, you know what? Billy and Mandy would probably be a better example, because I have seen Billy and Mandy. And I feel like Bucksnax kind of strikes me as a similar level of, all right, yeah, this is a kid's thing. But at the same time, like, adults watching this might be like, yo, okay, you guys are taking it places. Like, they're kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit in terms of the kid stuff. But overall, like, I think it is safe to let a kid play this game and experience it 4/5 the way through.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's your Kind of Funny Gamescast review of Bucksnax. What do you think from what you've seen? Let us know in the comments below. Then, of course, keep checking out youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Again, it's the holiday rush. There are more reviews than you can shake a stick at, whether it be on the Kind of Funny Xcast, whether it be on the Kind of Funny PS I Love You XOXO, whether it be on this here Gamescast or just Games Daily. There are a million different shows packed full of news.
First impressions.
That's out there, too. Tell them about it, Wes.
Oh, man, it's where we give our first impressions. It's awesome.
It's a podcast feed as well as a YouTube video feed, so go get it there. Remember, of course, though, this has been the Kind of Funny Gamescast. Each and every week we get together to talk about all the things we love in video games and some of the things we don't. You can get the shows early on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can be part of the show on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can get the post show on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. However, I will tell you, spoiler alert, there's not going to be a post show for this Bucksnax review because, of course, like I said, 3 hours ago, a Gamescast went live. Did that one have the post show, or is it the other Gamescast we're doing this week? One of them will have a post show. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. I don't want to ruin the surprise. I want you to open up each one on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and figure it out. And maybe if we don't do it, just realize we're exhausted. If you don't want to give us any bucks on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, no big deal. You can get the shows on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Rooster Teeth, and podcast services around the globe. Joey, Blessing, Imran, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
It was really fun.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.